Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Would you read together with me the title of today's sermon? Thirsty? Based on John chapter 7, the gospel reading. Let me read it to you one more time. On the last day of the feast, the great day, Jesus stood up and cried out, "If anyone thirst, let him come to me to drink. Whoever believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water." Now this he said about the Spirit, whom those who believed in him were to receive, for as of yet the Spirit had not yet been given, because Jesus was not yet glorified. As we consider our theme, Thirsty, I'm asking you to turn in the worship folder you were given and find the sermon outline. Follow along the outline as you can follow the sermon points as we consider our theme, Thirsty. I'm going to give you a little quiz this morning about your own bodies. Are you ready? What percentage of you do you think is water? Those who study such things tell us that your muscles are 75% water. Your blood is 92% water. Your bones are 22% water. And even the enamel on your teeth is 2% water. There cannot be life without water. And water is a very powerful theme all through the Holy Scripture, all through the Bible. Just consider a few significant events. In Genesis chapter 1, at the creation of all that came to be, we read this verse. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, and the Spirit of God hovered over the face of the waters. And in Genesis chapter 3, we read the account of the great flood, when the heavens opened and great floodwaters came down for 6 weeks, and only were spared on the ark Noah and his family. And then how about Exodus chapter 14, the Exodus from Egypt? When the Hebrew people of God as slaves left Egypt, through Moses' divine command, went through the parted Red Sea, through the waters. And when they came safe to the other side, the waters came crashing down on Pharaoh's troops. And then we flee quickly to the end of the Bible. In the book of Revelation, John is given a vision of heaven after the end of the world. And we read this passage. Then the angel of the Lord showed me the river. The river of the waters of life flowing from the throne of God. And there's so many more passages in the scripture about water. And how about our Lord Jesus? Did you recognize that Jesus' ministry began with water and it ended with water? In Matthew chapter 3, Jesus is baptized by John the Baptizer in the River Jordan, and he begins his ministry. In Matthew chapter 4, Jesus calls his first disciples. And where did he find them? At the Sea of Galilee. In John chapter 2, Jesus performed his first miracle. Does anybody remember what it was? Turning the water into wine. In Mark chapter 4, Jesus calms the storm and the waves at sea when he's with his disciples in the Sea of Galilee. And finally, Jesus' ministry ends on the cross. In John chapter 19, we hear him say these words. John writes, "Knowing that now all things were completed, Jesus cried out, 'I thirst.'" Now just imagine this. Almighty God in human flesh, the creator of all the rivers and oceans and seas, he's thirsty. He's dying in your place and mine. His life poured out to pay for your sins. And he's thirsty, thirsty for a drink of water. Today's gospel reading from John chapter 7. Look at your outline, point number 2. We learn about Pentecost water, the gift of the Holy Spirit. Water was flowing at the Feast of Pentecost. Let me explain. The Jewish people had a Feast of Pentecost for centuries. And this year in Jesus' life, it came in the middle of his ministry, well before the cross. It was a major festival in Jerusalem. Now, in the Christian calendar, we have three major festivals. Today's festival is the unknown one. We have Christmas. We have Easter. But Pentecost always gets the short end of the stick. The Jewish people were celebrating Pentecost in Jerusalem before Jesus went to the cross. And this was a festival that took many days, over a week. The people of God were remembering and celebrating when God took care of them, or the time they left Egypt, when they got to the promised land, 40 years of wandering in the wilderness. And in this Pentecost festival, they especially celebrated two things. When God caused water to come from the rock to give them to drink in the wilderness, and also the sure presence of his Holy Spirit who followed them like a pillar of fire wherever they went. The pouring out of water, get this now, and the gift of the Spirit with his people. That's what those people were celebrating at the Feast of Pentecost in Jerusalem. And now, John's gospel said, did you hear it? John said, on the last day of that feast, the great day, Jesus stood up. Now, the last day of the Feast of Pentecost for the Jewish people was a dramatic thing. There was a dramatic processional. The priest led the people from the temple all the way down to a pool called Siloam. And there the people filled giant, huge water jars with water. And then they marched back to the temple, and seven times they marched around the temple, pouring out these jugs of water to remind them how God provided them the Spirit and the pouring out of water from the rock in the wilderness. Now catch this. On this last day, just at the very moment these water jugs were being poured out from the people, listen to what John says. On the last day of the feast, the great day, Jesus stood up and cried out, "If anyone thirsts, let him come to me to drink. Whoever believes in me, as the scripture said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water." Just at the time they were pouring their jugs out around the temple, Jesus preached and said, "If you're thirsty, come to me, and I'll give you to drink, so you never will thirst again." And in John's gospel, to help us understand what Christ was talking about, listen to John's explanation in verse 39. John writes, "Now this Jesus said about the Spirit, whom those who believed in him were to receive. For as of yet, the Spirit had not been given, because Jesus was not yet glorified." To be glorified in John's gospel means this. Jesus had not yet gone to the cross. He had not yet risen from the grave. So the Spirit he promised hadn't been poured out yet. But the next Pentecost, 1 year later, after Jesus died on the cross and rose from the grave, the Spirit was poured out on the disciples in Jerusalem, gathered at this same Pentecost festival 1 year later. And the account of this was recorded in Acts chapter 2 that our elder Stephen Gettle so faithfully read today. It's that Pentecost the church continues to celebrate today, when the supernatural power of God the Holy Spirit was poured out upon the church. And the disciples were given the uncanny ability to preach the good news of Jesus in every foreign language of people who had gathered in Jerusalem for that feast. Do you catch the vision? People were coming to Jerusalem from every civilized country of the world to come to this Pentecost feast, speaking countless different languages. And these disciples of Jesus, who were unschooled, who were uneducated, who were Galilean fishermen, the Spirit fell upon them and they preached the gospel, and people heard the good news of Jesus in their languages. No translator needed. It was a miracle of the Spirit. It was a sign of God by the work of the Spirit that the good news of Jesus is for all people, no matter what their race or their tribe, or their tongue. And on that same day, St. Peter preached a sermon every preacher hopes he can preach before he dies. On that Pentecost sermon Peter preached, the Spirit fell, and 3,000 people came to saving faith in Jesus. The new church began. The gospel spread. It was Pentecost. Now, my friends, the water of the Spirit continues to flow today. Jesus is speaking to you and me and everyone gathered on this day the same words he spoke at that Pentecost festival. He says, if any of you thirsts, let him come to me to drink. For whoever believes in me, as the Scripture said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water. Jesus says, come to me to drink, and I will give you the Spirit that you can have saving faith in me and give others to drink of the life-giving message of salvation. The Spirit of God continues to be poured out into the hearts of God's people today as the Holy Word is preached. The Spirit is at work. As the holy sacraments of baptism and communion are celebrated, the Spirit is at work, creating faith in our hearts in Jesus, sustaining our faith in Jesus in our hearts, keeping us close to Him forever. Let me ask you a question this morning. Are you thirsty? The Holy Spirit is the life-giving pipeline to the floodgate of all of God's riches. In the Old Testament book of Ezekiel, chapter 37, the prophet is given a vision. The vision is of the people of God gathered in the desert, and like one of the Rogo boys said, if you're in a desert and you're hot and you're parched and you're thirsty, if you don't get water, you can die. The vision is of the people of God in a parched desert. The vision is of God's people as a bunch of dry bones, no hope, no life, no faith. The people of Israel at this time are in captivity in a foreign pagan country called Babylon. They have no temple. They have no priesthood. They have no hope in God. They feel God has abandoned them. And Ezekiel has a vision. And a vision that he says, God will come to you. And he will pour out his Spirit upon your parched bones and give you life. From this account in Ezekiel, there's a famous old black gospel song entitled, Dem Bones, Dem Bones, Dem Dry Bones, Hear the Word of the Lord. Ezekiel says, God will free you from your captivity. His Spirit will be poured upon you like floodwaters. He will give you new life and new hope. My friends, let me ask you again. Are you thirsty? In today's reading from Acts chapter 2, it's an account of the first Pentecost in the new church. The Spirit of God was poured out in a powerful way. Uneducated men preached in languages they couldn't have known by themselves. People came to saving faith, 3,000 in one day. The floodgates of heaven were opened because the Spirit of God was doing His work. Let me ask you again. Are you thirsty? My friends, if you've tuned out of the sermon so far, now's the time to plug back in and tune in. Are you thirsty? Are you tired of worldly thirst quenchers that promise far more than they can ever deliver? Are you tired of the lies that are being shoved down your throat by our world saying, the more you have, the happier you'll be, the richer you are, the more life is fulfilled, the better house, the bigger car, the bigger boat? Are you tired of worldly thirst quenchers that don't work? Are you tired of going deep into the well of your own hope and your own strength, only time and time again to come up empty? Are you tired of your own sin and rebellion that dries you out, that parches your lips, that drains the very life out of you? Are you thirsty? If you are thirsty for the things of God and thirsty for the love of God that He gives you in Jesus Christ, then please, Jesus says, today, come to me and drink. Remember Jesus dying on the cross? Remember as He was paying for your sins and thank God for mine? One of the last things out of His precious parched lips, coming from that person who made all rivers and oceans and streams, He said, Father, I'm thirsty. Jesus did not thirst on the cross so that you and I can dam up and stop up the waters of life He wishes to give us. On the cross, and from His empty tomb, make no mistake about it, your sins were paid for. Heaven was opened up to you. Your sins are forgiven. He gives you His promise today. Let everyone who thirsts come to me, and I will give him to drink. And out of his heart, out of her hearts will flow rivers of living water. If you're following the sermon outline, we're at the conclusion now. A pastor who had for many years been serving a church in a large city settled down for the last years of his ministry in a rural congregation in a country church surrounded by farms. And soon after her arriving, he was invited to dinner by a farm family. And the pastor shares these comments. The meal was just wonderful. As the woman of the house kept bringing out homemade after homemade desserts and treats and meals, it was unbelievably delicious. The conversation was wonderful. But all through the meal, this pastor shares, something really was troubling me. All through the meal, for 2 hours at this big country table, I kept hearing the sound of running water. It really bugged me. You see, being a city boy, running water meant bad news. It meant there was a damaging leak somewhere, or a sink or a tub somewhere was overflowing, or who knows what. And the pastor shares, for 2 hours, the sound of continuing running water really bugged me. But since I was a guest at this table and my first time there, I was reluctant to bring it up. But finally, when I couldn't take it any longer, I asked the host, aren't you going to take care of the sound of that running water? And the host smiled and explained. It seems that 100 years before, a spring of gently flowing and bubbling water was found right where the farmhouse was to be built. So they built a special room in that house right over the bubbling spring of water. So no matter the weather, summer drought or winter freeze, in these days before indoor plumbing, This family had running, flowing, refreshing water right in the middle of their house. And if a neighbor's well ever ran dry, they were always welcome to drink from this spring of water that never ran out and never ran dry. My friends, are you catching it? There's a message for us here. Jesus is our refreshing spring. He invites us even today, as he did on that Pentecost so many days ago, to come to me, Jesus says. If anyone is thirsty, let him come to me and drink. Drink of the Spirit of the living God. No matter the dryness or the storms of your life, the Holy Spirit brings to us living, flowing water. The strength, the love, the forgiveness of God that gives us a brand new life. And he is calling each of us here today to build our very homes, to build our very families, to build our very lives around him who is the refreshing spring. And as we do that, he promises us in this text today that not only will our thirst, spiritual thirst, be quenched, we will be used of God to give to others to drink of the rivers of life. Today on Pentecost Sunday, our Lord Jesus says to you and to me what he said on that Pentecost day so many years ago. If anyone is thirsty, let him come to me to drink. My friends, here's to the sound of continuous running water, the water of the Spirit of God. Cheers. In the name of Jesus, amen.